it's not like you have a puppet government that we saw in Dallas with Dave Campo and Jerry Jones. Daniel Snyder looks for strong-willed guys to coach his team. Is that part of the problem with this marriage that he's going to have here with Steve Spurrier, or is it part of the solution?
I don't know that it's going to be a problem here. I mean, this is the guy. I'm going to act as a defender of Snyder now because I know him a little bit, which is a little bit more than most people know him who take shots at him all the time. This is the guy that Snyder wanted from the moment he bought that team. When he had an incumbent coach in Norv Turner, you know, and this is the guy he wanted then. When he fired Norv Turner, when Terry Rybiski didn't, you know, wasn't offered the job at the end of three games last year, and before he hired Marty Schottenheimer, this is the guy he always wanted. You know, this is his Santa Claus guy. So now he's finally got him. I don't think Snyder is afraid of giving over authority. He gave it over to Schottenheimer. It didn't work out. He gave over too much. But Spurrier doesn't want a lot of authority. Spurrier just wants, you know, a machine where he can draw up plays for the guy to pass the ball. That's all he cares about. I think this is going to be easier to deal with, more things in place, more checks and balances than with Schottenheimer.
With Marty Schottenheimer being shown the door, do you think even if Spurrier's not waiting in the wings, Marty gets fired?
Not necessarily. I mean, I don't think that works out for Snyder. I think he gives him, you know, Marty Schottenheimer, to be 100% fair here, Marty Schottenheimer fulfilled his contract to the letter of the law. He negotiated this deal. He got all the, you know, all the rights and all the authorities and didn't want to give any back. I mean, who would? Who would want to give them back at that point, especially when you win 8 out of your last 11 and you feel you've proven that you know what you're doing at that point? So, but I think it was irreconcilable differences on a lot of levels because Snyder wanted back some authority, and Schottenheimer is very strong-willed, even bullheaded, and wasn't going to budge on it.